Thank you very much. I would just like to add to the point about terrorism and insurgency, and it strikes me that with respect to Islamism or global jihad, that it is probably more useful to look at this as a global social movement like other global social movements and less a terror movement, which is not to say that bombs aren't going to going to go off here or there, but on the whole, the organization or the movement is by and large very mixed in terms of its motivations and its ideas about what is acceptable and unacceptable courses of action and so on. The question, it seems to me, or a really vital question, it seems to me, is whether this is something which only the Islamist movement may use, or whether other global social movements will pick up the tools of globalization, bolt them onto some perceived grievance, and come out with a similar tactical and operational technique.
And that's my big fear on, you know, the Asian version of an Al-Qaeda, or the issue of diffusion and emulation, as does again globalization and the world we live in today abet, accelerate that kind of development or convergence or not. And the suspicion is it does. But who formally studies that, I'm not aware of.
I think historians would have something very important to say about that. Lindsay Clutterbuck in the UK and subsequently Europe counterpart Bruce Hoffman made a very interesting point, which is laid out at the beginning of Bruce Hoffman's Inside Terrorism, and that is that the IRA, well, the predecessors to the IRA, to be correct, of the 19th century were not terribly unlike the Al-Qaeda social movement of today. Highly dispersed, highly mobile in many, many different countries. And this goes right back to your point about the dangers of ignoring the lessons of history.
Please join me in thanking Dr. Horgan and Mr. Hoffman for their remarks today.